Welcome back to SaskTel Center. Game 7 of the best of 7 Eastern Conference Final between the Saskatoon Blades and the Moose Jaw Warriors. Of course, it's even at 3 wins apiece. The regular season series was even at 3 wins apiece. So essentially, this is game 13 of a best of 13 throughout this season. I'm joined by assistant coach Wacy Rabbit of the Saskatoon Blades on the Coach's Show, brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. I guess this one was kind of destined to be a 7-game series when everything considered and how close you guys are.
You know, two great teams. It was just destined that, you know, we were going to see 7, and, you know, it's exciting time. You want to be in these moments, especially at this time of year, so it's going to be a really, really fun night.
What was the mood like amongst the guys in the room earlier today?
It was good. You know, it was business as usual. Our team has gone through these adverse times, whether it was good or bad. The beauty of our dressing room is that, you know, we take on today's challenges just one step at a time. Today we just took care of our bodies in the morning, and then obviously as close as we get to game time, we'll focus in on being prepared for puck drop.
You've got a lot of guys who were part of last year's team that went through 2 game sevens on home ice against Regina and Red Deer. How much does that experience help?
I mean, experience is experience, right? We were on the positive side on both of those game sevens, so you live off of that, right? You want those older guys talking in the room. You know, same guys are doing the same thing as they prepare as it was for game 5, right? Game 7 is no different. Preparation is big for us, and obviously we'll be relying on our veterans for sure.
Game 6 in Moose Jaw, you were able to limit their top 5 forwards to 1 assist. Unfortunately, you didn't win the game, but if you could limit Furkus, Jaeger, Calvert, Savoy, and the other one that I can't remember right offhand to just 1 or 2 points in this game 7, I think you'd think you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, obviously you want to limit their top guys from touching the puck as much as you can, and you know, we got to make sure that we take care of our end as well, and then we got to take care of business too. You know, we got to put some pressure on them. We can't just defend. We got to make sure we play in their end and come 200 feet like we've done all series, and it's no different tonight.
Pressure on Matejchuk on the back end.
You know, you want to take away time and space on good players. He just won Defenseman of the Year, so I'm sure he's feeling good. So you want to make sure that you're going through him, and obviously he's a hell of a player. This is a hell of a series, so we want to make sure that we go after guys like him.
Wacy, thanks for this. Wish you all the best here tonight.
Thanks, Les.
Wacy Rabbit, assistant coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show, brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. Adam Ermentrout with me for keys to the game tonight. We'll also have the lineup changes, the out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, tonight's officials, and the starting goaltenders all coming your way before the top of the hour. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.